It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Breaking news this morning. Over the past couple of hours, a large number of police officers in riot gear breached through barriers at the UCLA campus, where hundreds of protesters of the Israel-Hamas war had built an encampment.
Flashbangs were deployed as the officers tore down walls made out of plywood. This is what it sounded like.
Break up this assembly. If you do not do so, you may be arrested.
We are watching on our monitors right now as protesters are put in zip ties and led off campus.
CNN just spoke with UCLA professor Nir Hoftman about what's happening around him right now.
The leadership of the university did not want to do anything about this. And in fact, I believe that it wasn't the melee that broke out Tuesday night that made them decide to disband this. I think they already made the decision earlier on Tuesday, which is why they issued a statement that the encampment is illegal. They decided to break down the encampment when they got called in front of Congress to testify May 23rd. That's, I think, what led them to finally shut this down.
I do want to further ask you, you know, what has been the sentiment of Jewish students on campus? Because you talked about your experience, you talked about, you know, the fear that may be welling up there. Have you heard from, you know, Jewish students on campus and how they are sort of dealing with this?
The Jewish students are horrified. It's just a disgusting atmosphere where, you know, anybody can be stopped by thugs and asked if they're a Zionist, told that they're not allowed to enter the library, told that they're not allowed to enter a class, you know, being pushed around. I've seen videos of Jews being assaulted. It's a terrible atmosphere, but, you know, this goes beyond just Jewish students. I'm sure the Palestinian students and other students are also horrified by what's happening. When you have no rule of law, when anarchy reigns, then everybody loses except the anarchists.
Here in Utah, thousands of students will be dressed in their cap and gowns as three Utah colleges host commencement ceremonies today.
But there's going to be an extra focus on security because of the war protest we've seen around the country. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Tim, I'm at the University of Utah where they will be beefing up their security for tonight's graduation ceremonies with extra police and security guards inside the Huntsman Center. Now, this comes after two large protests Monday and Tuesday night at President's Circle. One was peaceful, but the first ended with police in riot gear driving people off campus and arresting more than a dozen people. A school spokesperson tells the Deseret News, quote, "We hear the protesters and they have the right to express their viewpoints. They do not, however, have the right to disrupt the celebration of their peers' years of hard work and academic achievements." And for those graduating today, the focus will not be on those protests, but celebrating some great accomplishments. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage.
Utah Valley University, the University of Utah, and Utah State University are all celebrating their graduates today with commencement ceremonies. The Aggies will kick the day off with their ceremony in Logan beginning at 9 a.m., hearing from keynote speaker Gail Miller, owner of the Larry H. Miller Company. Then at 6 in the evening, the Utes will hear from Ivo Patel, founder and president of Interfaith America. And finally, at 6:30, the graduating Wolverines will listen to entrepreneur Jamie Kern Lima. Convocation ceremonies for the three schools will be held today and tomorrow. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
It's been a rocky start for students trying to enroll in college this year. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story. Peter?
Amanda, May 1st is usually the time when college-bound kids commit to a school. But according to ABC, most students this year don't even know if they're getting financial aid yet. According to National College Attainment Network CEO Kim Cook, it's because the federal government's financial aid applications have struggled.
Open issues remain, including no functionality for upwards of 20% of students who need to make corrections.
What that has meant nationwide is a drop in total applications for financial aid by half. Utah is already near the bottom of the pile when it comes to high school seniors applying for FAFSA. That's about 22% of students actually filing the apps, and it's dipped by a quarter since last year. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Happening today, Governor Spencer Cox and several UDOT crew members will be pushing the message, "Keep Utah Beautiful." They're going to be picking up trash along SR 201 near the Mountain View corridor as they launch the state's litter cleanup program. This program allows anybody to go online and volunteer for a one-time cleanup of state roads.
Be prepared for some disruptions with tracks train schedules because of upcoming construction and maintenance.
UTA is planning a series of nearly a dozen projects on the track system. The schedule they've released shows crews starting to work on the Blue Line Sunday, May 12th, and continuing at various locations all the way through the middle of October. In a release, Rail Infrastructure Project Manager Jacob Woden says UTA appreciates the patience and understanding of the community as they work to improve and maintain the quality, safety, and reliability of their system. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, I-15 still delay free for now as you travel through Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties. But you're going to see some backups in West Valley on Mountain View. You're going to see some slowing on the 201 freeway between Mountain View and Bangor. And other city streets. Redwood was looking pretty busy for a bit. Saratoga Springs to Lehigh. But at the moment, that looks like it's moving a little bit better now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Streets in Houston are flooding this morning as the state prepares for another possible round of tornadoes. ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports.
Oh, my goodness.
Twisters tearing through the heartland, more than 100 confirmed in the past week, leaving at least 5 people dead. It was the second busiest April on record for tornado activity.
This is the most active month for tornadoes in the U.S. in the last 5 years.
What about our weather? Let's check in with Matt Johnson here, who looks at what we should expect through the month of May.
About one day in the 90s, so it can get hot. 7 days in the 80s, 10 in the 70s, 9 in the 60s, and 4 in the 50s, with about a buck 82 in the rain gauge. And believe it or not, we actually average about a tenth of an inch of snow, so it can still snow in at least early May.
Becky just texted me from Florida.
Yeah.
She's visiting her brother Brad and his wife Nancy. Uh-huh. 9 a.m., the temp is 76 degrees. today's high, by the way, should be 61.
Water treatment facilities across the country are being asked to upgrade their computer systems after multiple hacks. U.S. officials say they found weak security practices at several water treatment facilities.
There's a push to get more food processing done here locally rather than relying on companies out of state.
The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has $1 million to distribute to local food processing operations. Bailey Wolstenhume with the UDAF explains why this grant money is so needed.
Utah has some very lacking areas as far as food processing goes. So it makes it very hard for local Utah farmers to get their products into Utah markets.
Growing Utah's food processing sector will help keep money in Utah's economy rather than outsourcing to other states. It will also make us less vulnerable to other states' food supply chain issues. Companies that would like some of the grant money will need to apply. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about a driver accused of hitting a school bus with children on board in Richfield. Police say Leonel Cedillo was highly intoxicated when he ran into the bus. Police say he was 5 times over the legal limit. He is being charged with 14 counts of reckless endangerment.
Little additional information this morning on a story we told you about yesterday. Mount Nebo Middle School is going to have extra security through the rest of the school year. After Payson police responded to those 3 fake bomb threats in the last couple of weeks, federal investigators trying to track down where those threats came from.
Over 16,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled for a potential E. coli contamination. Cargill Meat Solutions sent the batches of meat to Walmarts across the country. The USDA says no one has reported getting sick from the meat.
Here's some other ground beef news this morning. New tests show there's no sign of bird flu virus showing up in the meat supply.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu says concerns were first raised when cattle in 9 states tested positive for bird flu. It is 7:09, time for a look at the drive here with traffic and weather together, which we do every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, as you drive into that sunrise, you got slowing on the 201 freeway right now between Mountain View Corridor and 215. It's not backed up like when there's a crash, but it is under the speed limit and taking you a little bit longer. North 15 doesn't have anything like that yet. Draper to Salt Lake, less than 20 minutes. That's as good as it gets. And watching Tooele County. It's actually more southbound wait time at the intersections in Stansbury Park and Erta than there is northbound right now. Heather?
We've got a little bit of congestion for people in Ogden trying to get on to I-15. That's especially true at 12th Street and also 31st Street. Once you hop on the freeway, though, looks like we're still at freeway speeds, especially heading south from Ogden to Salt Lake. That'll take you less than 30 minutes. But we're getting a bit of congestion on US 89 right at the Harrison Boulevard interchange in South Ogden. Eric?
Still got a couple of cars off the side of the road eastbound I-80, just past the East Canyon exit. One of the cars was the car that crashed. The other one's there to assist. But at any rate, you're not going to have any slowdowns going by there because they're well away from the main lanes of traffic. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound, that's looking good. 20 minutes from University Avenue in Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Get mom the best Mother's Day gift ever, a Minky Couture blanket. Save 50% using promo code KSL50. In stores and online at MinkyCouture.com. The best Mother's Day gift ever. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. It's a chilly one out there. Temperatures in the mid and upper 30s to start at 7 a.m. with partly cloudy skies. Into the lunch hour, increasing cloud cover. Temperatures in the mid 50s. And by the afternoon, topping out at 61 with mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 37 degrees downtown.
When we first came in this morning, the police were in riot gear and taking down the barricades at UCLA. It looks like it's quieter now, but look at the mess they've left behind.
Yeah, it's bad.
Holy cow. We'll get an in-depth report coming up.
Developers are getting pushback from Moab locals over a proposed luxury resort.
The proposed development involves 580 residential and commercial units over 180 acres of land. Cane Creek Preservation and Development, LLC, says their goal is to provide housing and economic diversification, according to the Deseret News. The advocacy group Cane Creek Development Watch is trying to prevent the resort from coming to fruition. The group says they're worried about the impact it will have on the environment, local infrastructure, and changes to the community's character and lifestyle. The area was previously a campground along the Colorado River. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of murals are showing up on the sides of buildings in South Salt Lake. It's part of a citywide arts festival, and artist Egypt Hagen tells KSL TV she hopes her mural brings joy to people.
Oftentimes when we become older as adults, we forget just to kind of let loose and have fun and not take things so serious.
Hagen is one of 14 artists painting murals across the city.
I always am impressed with the level of talent.
Oh, yeah.
Of artists here, musically, those that paint. It's just amazing. An asteroid that flies near Earth may have more to teach us about the origin of life. KSL News Radio's Michael Kamit is live with that story. Michael.
Tim, this asteroid is a frequent visitor. Named Kamo'oileva after Hawaiian creation chant, it was thought this asteroid originated from our solar system's asteroid belt. New research suggests it was carved out of the moon's far side after something hit the moon millions of years ago. Since then, Kamo'oileva's story has helped scientists learn more about how crucial elements can be sent from one celestial body to another. In effect, it's a lesson on how the building blocks of life can spread across the galaxy. It's pretty cool. Scientists plan to continue studying it. Reporting live, Michael Kamit, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Live Nation is celebrating their 10th anniversary with a week of $25 concert tickets. When I taste tequila, it lasts May 8th to the 14th. It includes popular artists like Dan and Shay, 21 Savage, Korn, Blink 182, and others.
Been a while since we saw $25 concert tickets.
Yeah.
The live streaming platform Twitch is rolling out a new feature similar to TikTok's discovery page. It says it's to help users find new content by watching live stream previews and clips without having to click on a full screen stream.
All the music we lost earlier this year is coming back to TikTok. Universal Music Group and the app have come to another new agreement, restoring the label's music to the sound library. It includes artists like Taylor Swift, Drake, and Billie Eilish.
Funny, there was an ABC story this morning on Good Morning America of a woman who was in the middle of brain surgery. So she's, totally under.
Yeah, right.
And I think with brain surgeries, they have to keep you semi-awake.
Yeah, right.
She's singing Taylor Swift songs while they're doing brain surgery on her. Yeah. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the University of Utah says they'll have extra police and security at tonight's graduation following protests on campus earlier this week. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, be prepared for some changes with the tracks train schedules this summer because of upcoming construction and maintenance projects.
All right, let's check the drive, traffic, and weather together.
And right now, if you're on I-15, that drive is still clear of delay, although starting to see more traffic on the freeway, just not bunching up anywhere, thankfully. SR-201, that's the opposite. It is bunching up, going from 7200 West over towards Bangor Highway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds today with a little bit of a breeze, but a touch warmer. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
Let's check our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Police taking students away in zip ties on the campus of UCLA. Officers moved in overnight, dismantling the pro-Palestinian encampments that had been set up. ABC's Trevor Ault was there when the police response began.
A lot of demonstrators are actually starting to disperse. We've seen some of them with their hands up. Law enforcement, though, methodically making their way through here. There were hundreds of people who were inside this encampment. Now, how many of them are going to willfully give themselves up for arrest? This was considered an unlawful gathering. That's yet to be seen.
The sound there, flashbangs used to disperse crowds. That is not gunfire. Again, students being walked away. This one of many protests across the country. Students insisting that their schools stop doing business with Israel. In the Middle East, Hamas appears to be pushing back on the latest ceasefire negotiations. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
The fate of the hostages and more than a million civilians in southern Gaza now hanging in the balance. Hamas leader saying Hamas's position on that high-stakes U.S.-brokered ceasefire and hostage deal is negative, but adding Hamas is still studying the proposal and negotiations could continue. Israel offering an initial six-week pause in the fighting and the release of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 33 hostages.
A new UN report says even if the fighting stopped right now, it would take until the year 2040 to rebuild the cities that have been bombed in Gaza. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin with another hearing today on whether he has violated a gag order in the case. ABC's Aaron Katursky's at the courthouse.
The last time there was one of these hearings, when Trump's attorneys argued that his statements were permissible, the judge told them, "You're losing all credibility with the court," and he fined Trump $9,000, which he has until Friday to pay.
A 14-year-old student was shot and killed by police at his Wisconsin middle school not far from Madison. The boy was carrying a long gun, and officers say he had tried to enter the school. You're listening to ABC News.
Over the past 2 hours, we've been watching our news monitors and seeing as hundreds of police in riot gear tore down plywood barriers surrounding a war protest encampment at UCLA.
Police used flashbangs as a distraction as they moved in. And Fox News reporter William LaJeunesse was right in the middle of all of it. Let's listen into a bit of his reporting.
Cops have literally came in about the last 2 minutes and literally knocked down everything, taken out that plywood, taken out these pop-ups right here, and are moving in en masse into the encampment area. That's Royce Hall over there. As I said, they had barricaded over there so the police could not enter through that building or any of the windows or any of the doors, and the same with the library over here. Well, now they've literally tossed all these pop-ups over here, which they've been used to try to keep themselves getting the pepper or the gas from them over the top, right? So now those are gone, and the police are going to move in right now, and right in front of the police, you can't see them right now, are tents, probably about maybe 100 tents, and they're going to go right through them right now.
But as we said, cell phones recording the cops. We're watching this live. We can see all of you guys clearly. We're watching the interaction.
Well, the interesting thing is while the university is telling these people, you know, they're going to be arrested, they might face disciplinary action, simultaneously that on social media, the people on the inside, they still have their Wi-Fi, they were calling for students to show up and come down here to the plaza right now to try to reinforce. Now, we see some police officers had to go close off an area here, but right now there is almost every officer who is here waiting to go in, they're now on the inside.
That was about 2 hours ago. It's a lot quieter now.
Yeah.
They've done quite a bit in 2 hours, but it looks now like just mass destruction.
Mass mess.
UCLA is saying classes won't resume on campus until Monday. We'll continue to monitor the situation and bring you any updates as they happen.
On the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, the heaviest traffic in the valley right now is along the 21st South Freeway for traffic heading east. You've got some backups approaching 7200 West and then a little bit more after Bangor and 5600 West. We've also got some Bangor delays that have suddenly gotten worse just before 9800 South, the intersection in South Jordan. So from the Costco up to 98th on Bangor, you're going to be in some wait time right now. Heather?
We're getting a lot of congestion now at the school zones in Weber and Davis County. The worst, as always, is Clearfield High School in Clearfield and Northridge High School in Layton. Otherwise, we still have pretty good speeds on I-15, although you have some pretty heavy pockets of traffic now between Clearfield and Kaysville. Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt are at speed if you need to use those to get to the airport. Eric?
From Provo to Point of the Mountains, 20-minute drive northbound I-15, Utah County. If you're getting on at University Avenue, Mountain View Corridor getting slow, approaching the Redwood Road intersection. Then it turns into 2100 North, and you've got additional slowing the closer you get to the freeway right at the entrance ramps. I-80 out into the mountains right now. You've still got one crash being tended to. This is eastbound, just past the East Canyon exit over on the right shoulder. The Salt Lake Home Expo this weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center. Meet with local contractors. Save time and money on home projects. Free admission and parking. See you there. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has a bit of a roller coaster ride. We'll go 61 today, increasing clouds and a little breezy. 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny. And then we'll go 77, partly cloudy skies on Saturday, windy out of the south. That ushers in a nice cold front on Sunday. 62, chance for thunderstorms, a little breezy there. Monday, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a shower, 56. We're down to 54 with, yes, rain, snow, showers possible. On Tuesday, we keep it cool and partly cloudy for your Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
For those of you in Summit County, I hope you didn't put the ski coat away yet.
Oh, it's cold up there.
26 degrees. It's actually warmed up a little bit. Sunny downtown this hour in Salt Lake City, 37. And the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Tim and I always appreciate your texts when you have a chance to text us at 57500. We got one this morning reminding us the new hangar at the Hill Aerospace Museum opens today.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Rob Alexander, who's a friend, been a friend of Becky's for a long time up there, was the guy behind that museum for a long time.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if he's still there, but longtime voice of football in the stadium for Weber State.
Oh,
so
wow.
I know this is a big day for him and all those that worked with him.
We sure appreciate your text. And by the way, you can text the word news all by itself, N-E-W-S, to 57500. And then if there's ever breaking news, something super important like the freeway closing or whatever, we'll text that directly to your phone.
Right now, we need to take a break. We'll check money news for you coming up in a minute. Our news time is 722.